A display at the state capitol sponsored by a group called the Satanic Temple is raising eyebrows, even though it hasn't been put up yet. Plans for a Christian nativity scene display were met with the temple's request for its own display, which features a snake, some inverted pentagrams, and the words, "The greatest gift is knowledge." Both requests were granted with some limits, but lawmakers and some members of the public indicated their displeasure with the satanic presence. Frank Ravitch is a professor of law and the Walter H. Stowers Chair of Law and Religion here at Michigan State University, and has spent a considerable amount of time studying the laws that surround such displays. WKAR's Melissa Benmark asked him to lay out the basics of how the law works.
If the government is calling this some sort of public forum for speech, which they must be, because if they're just putting up a creche by itself in front of the state capitol and they're not allowing other speech, then it's a real likely violation of the Establishment Clause, which is what people use the term separation of church and state. The court doesn't use that term anymore, but basically it would be government endorsing religion if there's just a nativity scene there. On the other hand, if they are saying, which is what I think they're doing, that this is a public forum, they can't favor, you know, government can't favor speech, okay? And I think it's important to note this. A church can favor its speech. A church doesn't have to put up anything but what it wants to put up. A private individual doesn't have to favor any speech. A private individual can do whatever they want. But when the government is speaking, if it's speaking for itself, it can't favor or endorse religion. If it's opening up its property to private speech, it can't favor any particular private speech. So if the nativity scene can go in, so can the Satanist monument. And so could, you know, anything else. It doesn't have to be religious. I think that this all comes down to a question that I have as a human being, not as a legal scholar. And the question is, why do certain people want to use government to promote their religion, particularly when these tend to be people who are not fans of big government? So to me, it's completely backwards for people who are generally not fans of big government to say, we want government to promote our Christianity. You know, the reality is government can't do that. What government can do is open up a forum. But if the government opens up a forum, it's open to all comers, and you've got to be ready to have whatever speech you want. You know, the other option is for there not to be a public forum, in which case, then no nativity scene, but also no anything else. So, you know, basically, whoever wanted to put the creche up has essentially cornered the government of Michigan, because, you know, the only way they could do it is if it's a public forum, and then it's got to be open to everyone. And actually, I think it's great that other people want to post. They're expressing their speech. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with any group that wants to post. I don't agree with putting up a creche. But, you know, the reality is if they want to put up a creche and government says it's a public forum, more power to them. If somebody else wants to put up a Satanist monument, if somebody else wants to put up a pro-Obamacare, or somebody wants to put up an anti, somebody wants to put up a pro-gun, anti-gun, you know, if it's a free speech.
One of the things that crosses my mind, though, that the spokesman for the Satanic Temple has said that the group does not worship Satan. Rather, it seeks to, quote, separate superstition from deeply held religious beliefs. Does it make any legal difference if your religion of choice is a deeply held religion or more or less a religion put together to make a point? Does that matter in a court of law when you're looking at these cases about putting up monuments?
No, not at all, because it's a public forum. You know, the idea here is it's a public forum for speech, so it doesn't even have to be religious speech. Any speech would be allowed in that forum, potentially. If they're limiting the forum to speech related to the holiday season somehow, which itself might be a problematic limitation, but if they're doing that, then it doesn't matter what perspective someone's religion comes from or how deeply held it is, because you know, it's public speech, you know, and it's not government's job to make a choice between this belief and that belief once government opens up the forum for free speech. And that's the key issue here. Either it's government speech, in which case it's probably endorsement of religion. They would put only the nativity scene, but it would be an endorsement of religion. Or it's private speech in a public forum, in which case, really, it doesn't matter. It could be the flying spaghetti monster, which is clearly not a very deeply held religious belief, but it would still be allowed.
You know, it almost, I know this is kind of hypothetical, it's very hypothetical. It almost seems like this whole thing could be avoided if some enterprising lawmaker said, okay, there are 12 months in the year, every religion's got to have some deeply held holiday that they want observed in 12 months of the year. Why don't we just have one display area for the different displays and they change once a month, get your applications in? I mean, it seems like it could actually be kind of orderly and save some money on court costs. Why hasn't anybody done that?
Well, the problem is because then you're just giving religion the place. So it's not just that government can't favor one religion over other religions. Government can't favor religion generally over non-religion.
So it's a matter of ideas, favoring an idea
right.
over another idea.
Exactly. So if you are going to open up a forum like that, you couldn't say we're going to have a different religion every month. You'd have to say we're going to have a different display every month. But there would have to be a completely non-partisan, I don't mean politically partisan, but speech partisan way to do that, so that they just literally shake up a hat with all the ideas in it and pick one out. Oh, this week we love trees. You know, next month is we want to shoot deer. The next month it is we want to save deer, you know. And then every now and then they may pull religion out of that. You know, everybody would have to have a chance to put what they wanted in the hat. And in a way, government, though, already gets away with favoring religion because of the Christmas trees. And I think the easiest way to avoid this is for people to stop trying to get government to promote religion. I mean, that's the easy way to stop this, right? The easy way to stop it is to, I mean, if that guy hadn't sent in the request for the crush in the first place, none of this would be happening.
You spent a good deal of your career writing on issues related to this. On even just a really basic personal level, there's the law and what the law allows. But there's also, I mean, do you ever just kind of go, it all seems kind of mean and petty. Do we really need to do this every year? I mean, is there a part of you that just kind of feels like, can't there be another solution to this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've thought about that a lot. And, you know, to me, personally, what I find extremely troubling as a law and religion scholar, but also as a person of faith myself, is you use the term, and I think it's a very good term, is the pettiness of many of the people's behavior in these cases. It's like one side, and it's very important to note, I don't think this means most Christians. I think most Christians don't have an axe to grind in this. But there's a group of Christians out there who want to really pound their chests and assert that, you know, this is our country and, you know, we're going to use government to promote our speech. We want to dominate. And on the other hand, there are people who are very petty on the other end who, like, even the smallest thing turns into a giant firestorm. Now, I don't think a crash is a small thing. I think the government putting a nativity scene in front of the state capitol is a major statement of favoring religious Christianity. So I don't think that's a minor thing. But if government does something that is not clearly religious, like put up a Christmas tree or something like that, there are people who, if they had any legal basis to, would challenge that. And to me, it's kind of all missing the point about what the holiday season is about, whether you're religious or not. I'm not Christian. I don't celebrate Christmas. To me, the season is about, for me, it's not about Christmas. It's about reflection. But for my Christian friends, it's about the religious part of the holiday. And it's, you know, if they're religious. And it's almost like everybody's so busy pounding their chest, trying to push their religion on everybody else through government, that they forget that everybody has a right to be as religious as they want and put whatever they want on their lawns, and, you know, in front of their churches. You know, the only issue here is what government can do. And it just seems to me to be an awfully troubling thing, that people are more worried about whether someone says Merry Christmas than about the meaning of Christmas. And I'm not Christian, I'm saying that. I mean, I hear on like Fox News the people saying, you know, there's an assault on Christmas. I, as a non-Christian, I got to tell you, I've never seen the assault. You know, when someone says Happy Holidays, I'm glad someone actually noticed there may be some of us who aren't Christian. But when someone says Merry Christmas, it doesn't bother me either. But all of this petty stuff, all of this trying to use government property, government to enforce religion, I think it's very troubling. I think it just undermines everything. It undermines my faith in faith.
Dr. Frank Ravitch, thank you very much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.